Well, good evening, everybody. Obviously, I am very pleased to be joined here by the Speaker of the Assembly and the Minority Leader of the Assembly and the Majority Leader of the Senate. And I am really pleased that all of us are here jointly to make some comments that I believe are going to be very good for the state of Wisconsin. Nearly 9 months ago, I presented my budget to the legislature. It was a plan to create opportunity for middle-class families and for those trying to get there. I laid out an agenda for how to fund education, make health care more affordable, provide targeted tax relief to middle-class families, and to create good-paying jobs for our citizens. An opportunity agenda to open the gates of higher education for more hardworking students, to make Wisconsin a leader in renewable energy, to provide health insurance for every child in Wisconsin, and to protect our kids from the scourge of big tobacco. I called on Democrats and Republicans to work together to pursue an opportunity agenda for the families and businesses of this state. And today, the leaders of the legislature have answered that call. After a fairly long and a fairly difficult process, today, I am announcing that lawmakers in both parties and both houses have reached an agreement. For the first time in a long time, Wisconsin has a budget, one that funds our priorities and creates opportunities for regular, hardworking people. Today, the legislature has done the right thing for our schools, for the safety of our neighborhoods, and for the health of our kids and the health of our economy. Today, Democrats and Republicans have come together to grow our universities, to provide financial aid to thousands of hardworking students, and to give Wisconsin veterans a ticket to higher education, tuition-free. Today, Republicans and Democrats have come together to support Wisconsin's children, from an expansion of four-year-old kindergarten to Badger Care Plus and a new Department of Children and Families. We will ensure that every child can go as far as their talent and hard work will take them. And today, Democrats and Republicans have come together to invest in education and the future of our economy. We will fully fund our schools, we will invest in renewable energy, and we will prepare our workers for the jobs of tomorrow. It has taken many months to get to this point, and both sides have had to make very difficult compromises. There are many issues that I care deeply about, from providing affordable treatment for autistic children to providing more revenue for local police and firefighters. These are issues that I'm not going to give up on. These are issues that we will be able to fight for on another day. But the legislature is elected to get things done, and at times to put aside partisan differences, at times to make some very hard compromises, and to come together and to do what's right for our state. Sometimes in this building, Democrats and Republicans focus more on winning and losing than on matters than what matters most to regular people. But the legislative leaders here today and the people that they have represented have put that aside and have really, in the spirit of compromise, worked together to come up with a product that we can all be proud of. So today, I want to congratulate and thank these leaders who have a shared commitment to doing what's right for Wisconsin. Senator Robson, Speaker Hipsch, Minority Leader Cruiser, they've worked hard in recent months. They've had to sit in my house for weeks. They've had to undergo a lot of things to get to this point. And under their leadership, the legislature has made some tough choices. But I believe that our children, our families, our businesses, and the citizens of the state of Wisconsin are better off for it. This has been a difficult process for all of us, but today, Democrats and Republicans begin anew, ready to move this state forward and ready to create opportunity for hardworking Wisconsin families. You know, the political process can be one in which there are obviously some very, very sharp differences between parties and between individuals even in the same parties. all elected by their constituents to come and do what they believe is best for the citizens of Wisconsin. And I believe we have a budget, a proposal that will go before the legislature next week that members of the parties of both sides can take real pride in. And so, again, I want to thank the Speaker and the Majority Leader and the Minority Leader for the hard work that they have put in and their willingness to compromise and to come to a budget that we can all support. Thank you very much. Judy.
Well, thank you, Governor. I see some young people here, and I'm so pleased to see them. We don't often have a chance at a press conference. I see that Representative Jorgensen's children are here. Welcome. And I see Representative Speaker Hipsch's son is here. And I say that and introduce them because this budget is about you, and it's about your future. This budget is making sure that schools are well-funded, making sure that streets are safe and you have enough police and fire, and most importantly, that you have an opportunity to go to college and that it's affordable and accessible to you. And so I'm so glad that we were able to pass this budget. And more than that, this is a historic moment. This is when Republicans and Democrats have been at odds for a long time, and we got together and found some compromise. And it's been a long, winding road, maybe a torturous road sometimes, but that's democracy. And we found an endpoint, and we were able to give and take, and we agreed on a budget that protects our priorities and making sure that families and our children are first. And this budget makes sure that children will have access to health care, which is very important to you and to me, and to make sure that we have targeted tax relief and we invested in public education and the University of Wisconsin system. And it makes also sure that we have modern roads, safe roads, that provides us with tools, transportation tools, so that we can grow our economy and there'll be jobs in the future. We also have tax cuts that help Wisconsin working families that include some of the compromises. That means that children, families that have children in daycare will see tax relief. Those who pay health insurance premiums will also see tax relief as well. And also the budget guarantees that senior care will also be able to continue and to flourish. The budget also honors the promise that we made to our military men and women and making sure that we will honor their service to this country through tuition breaks as well as low interest home loans. Well, I wish that this compromise could have been achieved a long time ago. It's here now, and it didn't come easy, and it's the nature of the give and take, and a lot of hours. And Governor, we like being at your house. It was a very, very nice house, and we like your brownies too. Yeah, but I'm very confident, and I'm very pleased that Speaker Hipsch and Representative Cruiser and I were able to come up with this compromise that I believe working families will be very proud of with this finished product. And I look forward to rapid bipartisan approval of this compromise so our state won't have to wait any longer than it already has for a budget. And I also want to spend time thanking the governor's staff as well as my staff, Representative Cruiser's staff, and Speaker Hipsch's staff for the long hours they also put in. We don't do it by ourselves. We depend on the loyalty and hard work and energy and the very intelligent work of our staff as well. So a big thank you to all of you as well.
Thank you. Governor and Senator Robson and Representative Cruiser, I want to thank each one of you for the effort that you put into this and the cooperation that we've had throughout this process. It has been some time, but contrary to what many people thought, this was a day I knew would come someday. I knew we would get to a point where we would be able to resolve the differences and do it in a way, as the Republicans did in the Assembly, that kept families first, that provided for the funding for so many different things that you've heard about this evening, providing for funding for our schools, and making sure that we provide for those who couldn't provide for themselves, but that we would do it within the taxpayers' ability to pay. And we have arrived at a compromise here this evening, which does give on both sides, but that is the nature of compromise. That is the nature of the effort that we put into it. And I am pleased tonight to be a part of an agreement that has been finally resolved, that is going to pass a budget that is going to provide for so many different things, but is in fact most importantly going to recognize that we are going to keep at the forefront the needs of the taxpayers in this state, as well as the needs of those individuals who are going to get the funding for the programs we put in here. So from the issues dealing with schools, to corrections, the university, to financial aid, all of those areas we have come to very good agreement on, and we've done that with the foremost thought of keeping this within the taxpayers' ability to pay. So I'm pleased that we have this evening. I'm looking forward to the passage of this in the State Assembly and the State Senate and final signature by the governor. And again, thank each one of you. And I also wish to thank the staff that's been involved in this, staff and my staff and Representative Rhodes and Representative Fitzgerald, as well as the staffs from both Senator Robson and Representative Cruiser's office, and of course the governor's staff. Without it, we could not have done it. But it is an historic evening. It's one that we can all be very pleased that we have been able to resolve, and it's good to have a final product done. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I stand corrected. You did want to get a budget done.
Thank you very much.
I just wanted to correct that for the record, and I wanted to thank, and it's been a long haul since we had the budget address. And I think the governor laid out the core values of the state in caring about our children and opportunity for people, and to have children have health care for all children in the state of Wisconsin. And that vision came forward by working together. This session has been much different than the past, and maybe the budget has gone longer, but being workable and reasonable has been a part of the state assembly. The Speaker and I could disagree but not be disagreeable about it. And we've had long extracted discussions about many issues. And I'm glad we were able to bring home, although a bit tardy, a budget that I think serves Wisconsin well. It is workable and reasonable from the very young to the very old. It's protecting our environment and enhances our infrastructure, which will lead to more economic development and job creation. And I think those threads are pillars of what we want to have as a Democratic budget for this state, which will have long-lasting effects into the future. So I would also like to commend the governor himself, his staff, Senator Robson, and the other senator's staff, and Speaker Hipps, your door was always open. I appreciate that, and your staff, and my staff, of course, and the gentleman on Joint Finance and on the conference committee also along with me. So with that, I don't know if we want this day to end, do we? This is kind of a fun moment right now. We'll give it back to the governor. Thank you.